lots of luck today and hope you have lots of fun, especially if you stay listening to South Coast Radio. It's Tuesday the 13th of April. Good morning, Munster. How are you? Robert Palmer and some guys have all the luck on
South Coast Radio.
Inflation is just one of the problems facing Irish business people today.
Stephanie Mills. She says she's never known love like this before. Must have been doing it the wrong way. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on South Coast Radio. And as they say on all the best radio stations, we're moving right along with this one. This is quite nice, actually. I like this. Candy Staten. Or you could call her Candy Staten, but you've got to call her record Suspicious Mind, that's for sure.
We're caught in a trap.
Will we ever forget the Elvis Presley version of that? Well, will we? We probably won't even remember it. Here's the number one sound of the moment. Bounce, remember this. If you don't remember the words, you can always take your shoes off and hum.
Oh, God, blimey.
It's Oliver and his compadres from Germany. Yes, they're from Germany, not from the Bahamas after all. Although the word Goombe is Bahamian or Bahamian for a calypso. And this is a good calypso called Seven Tears. It goes like this.
Seven Tears.
Goombe dance band. 22 and a half past 7 o'clock. Seven Tears, that one's called. The third week in a row, it's number one across the water. Of course, we're ahead of them. We've got Roxy Music as our number one on South Coast. First communion or confirmation with a difference. Call to the flower box of... Good advice from Argent Bear from 1972 called Hold Your Head Up. Have you been to see Popeye yet? He certainly holds his head up at the movies there, doesn't he? Mind you, imagine eating spinach for breakfast. Ah, yeah, most children eat spinach for breakfast so that they'll grow up big and strong enough to be able to refuse it when their mum offers it to them. My mum used to offer it to me. She said, darling, eat up your spinach, it'll put colour in your cheeks. And I said, mum, who wants green cheeks?
Wandover kisses, leftover love.
Oh, yes. Warmed over kisses, it's called. Whether you're watching TV last night, 7:30, by the way, half past 7. If you're watching Rock the Campuchia last night, yes. Wasn't it good? You might have noticed the Welsh wizard there. He didn't do much. His name's Dave Edmonds. He was particularly good in the rock orchestra bit towards the end. That was excellent, wasn't it? Thank you. Yeah, it's his latest record there called Warmed Over Kisses. Can't remember who did the original of that. Some country and western so-and-so, I expect. The team have brought the two first buckets of water of the day for me. Now, are you ready, team?
Bucket of water for Mr. Madison.
Really
bucket of water for Mr.
First
Madison.
Bucket of water of the day. Throw it all over me. Go on. You missed a little bit. Just down there, look there. Thank you so much.
South Coast lifts you up, all the way up. 194.
A former number one on the South Coast Countdown from Tony Basil. It's 7:31, 29 minutes to 8 o'clock. And it's yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the air chair. Good old Tony Basil, and Mickey. Still a good record. Reminds me of my childhood and the old northern soul. The days when my mum used to say to me, why did you put a frog in your sister's bed? My reply was, because I couldn't find a mouse. Perfectly true. And would I tell you a lie at 26 minutes to 8 in the morning? Of course I would. No way. Talking of my childhood, you know his latest craze called spinners? Oh, yeah. Well, we had them when I was a kid, way back in the
First World War. And we didn't call them spinners then, we called them yo-yos, and I had one. I could yo-yo up, but I couldn't yo-down again. That was the only problem with me. Tell you what about an awful record? Would you like to hear an awful record? All right, here it is by the Tweets.
I never saw an age as broken in my life.
The dance that we all can do, cause it picks you up when you feel the burning sin.
I'm lucky, actually, I don't have to listen to this. I can switch it all off here in the studio. I don't have to listen to a word. Yes, it's the Tweets, of course, and their latest, which I can't remember what it's called, something like Everybody Go. I read a book, actually, in the studio when this record comes on that I don't like. And I've got hundreds of books. I haven't got a bookcase, though. Nobody will lend me a bookcase. Let's go down to the library later on. I don't want the same librarian as I got last time. I went in and I said, I'd like to borrow a book. I'd like something very deep. And she said, how about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? They get worse, don't they? Never mind, here's Little Eva to tell you what everybody's doing.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Good music to do the morning exercises to. 16 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock on South Coast Radio. I was doing my exercises to that. Every morning I shadow box. And today I won after 10 minutes. And when the fight was over, I was handed the cup to keep my teeth in.
Peter Madison.
Enough of this nonsense. Well, that's what the program director keeps saying to me every day. What does he mean? Here's Mary Manilow now. She's a nice girl. This is called It's a Miracle. It's a miracle they let me on the air from Monday to Friday from 7 till 10. On South Coast Radio, 104 FM in stereo.
Wouldn't believe where I've been.
Actually, I'm very tired this morning. I stayed up all night studying for a blood test today. They asked me to be a blood donor, and I'm not even a blood owner. Last time I went down there, they said they couldn't use me, but if ever they needed hot water, they'd call on me. I always wondered what they did with the parts after transplants, and now you know. Barry Manilow, there he is, the singing nostril himself. Not very fair, actually. Good record from 1974 at South Coast Radio called It's a Miracle, and it's a miracle, but I can remember how to remember to tell the time, and I can remember as well. And remembering the time is 10 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. Jets are telling you the truth there, no doubt about it. It is love that makes the world go round. It's not bank statements, it's not credit cards, it's not the paycheck. No, love. My mum and dad can never forget my birthday because I was born between the second payment on the television and the sixth on the car. Born with a silver spoon in my mouth and I haven't stirred since. On with the music, it says here on the script. Script? I tell you what I can do with this script. Like, who wants a script on South Coast Radio? Throw it away. Couldn't resist having a little dance around the studio to that one. Dancing's in my blood, you know. Actually, I've got very poor circulation. It hasn't reached my feet yet. Actually, I went to a dance last night. It was a bit strange, I tell you. When the lights went down, there were two fellas kissing each other. Honestly, well, I said to this fella I was dancing with, I said,
Southern Ireland, South Coast Radio.
Gerald Barry's? Oh, yes, that leading ladies' fashion store with... Madison versus the equipment again. We were advertising last weekend there. How about that?
Everybody's
don't worry. sorry if you get a Dear John letter. No matter how you move the paper around, it remains stationary. Status quo, eh? Appearing here on Thursday? I'll be there with my cardboard guitar. No doubt about that one. In fact, the whole of the South Coast Radio team are going to try and be there on Thursday night, wherever it is. The Status Quo playing live in Cork on Thursday. Oh, I'm looking forward to it so much I could break out into a sweat right here and now. The Hughes Corporation. Singing that one in 1974. Yeah. 9 minutes past eight now. That record was dedicated to the little tugboat that committed suicide when it discovered that its mother was a tramp and its father was a fairy. Every time I get on a ferry, it makes me cross. That's the trouble with that. It's, South Coast Radio, yes? I think that's the name of the station. 104 and 194. Yes, right. South Coast Radio on 104 and 194. Peter Madison here with Drax Back from Red Lipstick. Nice record. Little bit naughty, though.
Very easy pickings at the disco tech. I'll even feel
I went down to the docks last night looking for blood vessels. Red Lipstick. And Drax Back on South Coast Radio. In fact, it's back all over the place.
You've got it, we've got it, the great sound of today. Your place for music, South Coast Radio.
You've got a certain style. When I see you walk by, you wear belly.
You wear belly.
Dance Radio with Peter Madison.
I think they've forgotten the words. That's what's wrong. The Commodores bringing all the ladies up at 17 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. Do you suffer with spots, pimples, or greasy, blemished skin? You do? Well, don't use my towel, I'm telling you. Do you know, it was so cold this morning, I had to put antifreeze in my Clearasil.
That's right!
Of a band called Silver Convention. 19 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. That's called Get Up and Boogie. So you should, after all.
That's right!
Just before the next record, we'd like to remind listeners that a loud, noisy radio playing through an open window can be a constant source of annoyance to your neighbours. Another good way to annoy them is to set fire to their dustbins. Or you could make them listen to the Peter Madison program on South Coast Radio.
Wakey wake!
Moving right along. I don't know where I picked that up from. But moving right along. Joan Jett and the Black Hearts.
You are the new day.
You're tuned to South Coast Radio on 104 FM in stereo and 194 meters in the medium wave. Good morning, Munster.
South Coast Radio, South Coast Radio. We're here to bring to you news and music and features too. Listen daily, you'll enjoy South Coast Radio.
Hello, lovey.
Peter Madison.
And welcome to our new location. We're in a cave right under the River Lee.
I took my troubles down a bed room.
Radio is the second best thing in my life.
Good morning, Munster. Welcome to the cavern. South Coast Radio at 7:09. Yours fraternally, Peter Madison, here in the Echo Chamber. Is it a dream? I went to sleep and I woke up in another radio station. Deep down in the bowels of the earth. Classics Nouveau. It's 7:12. Make that 13 because I can't count. 7:13 on South Coast Radio. Classics Nouveau. And is it a dream?
What are we advertising now?
You've got a certain style. When I see you walk by, you wear back.
Stereo 104.
Endless good music for you on South Coast Radio 104 FM for listening with both ears at a time and 194 meters in the medium wave. It's 7:16.
Radio with Peter Madison.
This record is going to be number one. I predict it. Isn't that a superb lump of black stuff? Definitely. Oh, sorry, I just do the sentiments in the record, really. I shouldn't call it a lump of black stuff. A good record from Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. 7:19. Talking of Stevie Wonder, he's coming up next. If you don't mind me getting right and close into your radio. If I just stand back at the normal distance, it sounds as if I'm driving a cavern under the River Lee. And ivory. Ah, South Coast Radio on your dial. What are we advertising now, I wonder?
Camelot of Queens. Gifts for every occasion with prices to suit every pocket.
It's 7:20. Good morning, Munster. Yours fraternally, Peter Madison here in the air chair on the big one. Actually, it's not quite that big. It's 2'6" off the floor, and it's a good little chair, though.
Baby,
the stars on Stevie. From Star Sound. 0725 is the time, 7:25. Good morning, Munster, how are you? Really shouldn't be too sarcastic about this new studio of ours, and the ring, definitely a ring in here. Really good echo this morning. It sounds as if we're in the cavern, and we're not really, we're in the pit. I really shouldn't say that. In fact, I won't be sarcastic about our new studio at all anymore. Oh dear, the little light on my helmet's gone out. Never mind, I'll get it fixed while we're playing this one from Maxine. Actually, it's super. It's 7:28, by the way, 7:28, and it's really terrific because right up my right-hand side here, there's a glass window that leads into our production studio, and John Kenny's in there with his drum kit. John, do us a little jingle and then give us a few beats on the drum, would you?
Peter Madison.
Oh, guitar as well. Oh, excellent. Really excelling himself this morning, isn't he? John Kenny, what a terrific DJ, huh?
A man of many talents, you might say.
The sound of Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. And I love rock and roll.
You've always had a nasty tendency to caution everything.
There it fits.
finished, they fell down the hole in the middle of the record, you see.
Hello, lovey. What are we advertising now?
Nothing, Mum, for another 3 minutes or so.
Oh, God, blimey.
That's good, isn't it? Hey, that's... Do you know, I've heard them sticking at the end of the record, but I've never heard one sticking at the beginning of the record before. Do you know, I think I'll leave that running. I could go out and have a cigarette and have a shave, because actually I haven't shaved this morning yet, and I could come back and it'd still be playing exactly like... Let's see if we can do something about it. The old Eddie Cochran number, brought up to date a little bit by Alvin Stardust. Ah, that sounds a little bit better, doesn't it? No, it still isn't all that much better. Let's see if we can find a bit with him singing that does that as well.
And everything is right for them.
Isn't that great? Guy, you'd pay pounds for a record like that, wouldn't you? Let's have another try a little bit further in. Oh, he spoiled it now. What a shame. It's called Weekend. A lot of people think I do this sort of thing on purpose, you know. Honestly, I do not, really, I don't. Well, that's one way of dealing with it, I suppose. Take it off and have a look at it. Ah, yes, I see what's wrong. Someone's been playing it with a 6-inch nail.
Dio is the second best thing in my life.
And the third best thing is Julio Iglesias. Oh, he's delicious, isn't he, girls? Oh, dear. We've got a problem with our number 75 turntable, so we'll take it into studio number 43. Hello, studio 43. Peter Madison calling studio 43. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Can you play this Julio Iglesias record for us?
Yes, certainly. Slap it on.
That's the trouble with Studio 43. It's such a long way away. It sometimes doesn't come through in time. Thank you, Studio 43.
That's all right, Peter. Anytime you like.
Certainly seems to go better from there, doesn't it? I think I'll take a stroll down there myself. Good old Julio. This latest 45 called Carry Me Mucho, subtitled Yours. Now listen, Julio, look, watch my lips. It's yours. Yours, not Jaws. For you. Still, not a bad lump of plastic, as they say, in the business. It's April the 6th. Good morning, how are you, Munster? Let's tell you a few of the things that have happened on this day, going back through the years. In 1909, it's the day that the North Pole was first reached by a fellow called Commander Robert Edwin Peary. I didn't know that until I saw it there in front of me. In 1917, America joined the Allies in World War I, a declaration of war by President Woodrow Wilson, whoever he was. And in 1712, the slaves revolted in New York. All this is interesting stuff, you know. What else happened? Oh, the Battle of Shiloh happened on this day in 1862, and in the UK in 1963, the number one record was How Do You Do It by Jerry and the Pacemakers. We're not going to bore you with that one now. As you might have gathered in the background, we're trying to bore you with the Nolan sisters, but they... Ah, there they are. I was going to say they didn't want to perform this morning. It's a lady's prerogative. Performing first thing in the morning, like 18 minutes to 8 o'clock, must be rather on the painful side for them. Come along, girls. Sing your little heart outs for us.
Don't run it too hard.
It's 7:45.
Don't Love Me Too Hard, and Nolan's Sisters. Any celebrity birthdays today? Ivan Dixon, whoever he is. Sir John Betjeman down on one knee, Peter, for that one. 1906, the poet and artist was born, Sir John Betjeman, in London, funnily enough. Andre Previn, getting very classical, born in Berlin. He's a composer-conductor, born in Berlin in 1929 on this day. Jerry Mulligan, I think he's a jazz band player, I'm not sure. And Oscar Strauss, one of the Strauss brothers, Waltz Kings, etc., born in 1870. Butch Cassidy, the original, actual, your real live, honest-to-goodness outlaw. He was born on this day in 1866 in Utah. Walter Houston, whoever he is, really must look him up, you know, he might be somebody important for all I know. Merle Haggard, a country and western singer, was born on this day as well. And Harry Houdini, the ace magician. I need to be a bit of a magician first thing in the mornings here as well. We discovered what the problem was, actually. It was a needle. Yes, I'm going to go out while it's still daylight and kill another hedgehog, I think.
Now you're talking of old cobblers at times.
Ooh, feels good in a special way to think about the good things that happen every day.
Our music makes you feel life's promises are real. South Coast Radio.
Life's promises really are real, you know. Ask me, I know all about it. Also, no, this is Shalimar. I can make you feel good.
You can put your heart on the line.
And whilst the last record was playing, I nipped out into the production studio and found another cartridge. As you can see, I found one that didn't work. Oh, no. Ah, yes, there it is. Sort of helping us out a little bit. Very kind of them. Never mind. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take it back down to Studio 43. Hello, Peter Madison calling Studio 43.
Hello, Peter.
Would you like to play the Steve Harley record for me?
No, actually, we wouldn't.
Well, come on, please. Ah, there you are, you see. They wouldn't do that to me first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning? It's only 9 minutes to 8 o'clock, that's all. South Coast Radio you're listening to, and Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Here comes the sun. Repetitious there, actually. Here comes the sun. The Beatles did it originally, I believe. Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel had the hit with it in 1976. My goodness, with only one turntable, you're going to hear a lot of long jingles in this program, I can tell you.
Hello, lovey.
Southern Ireland.
Status quo down. Status quo, dear John. Right about this time of the mornings, usually at 3 minutes to eight. It's 3 minutes to eight right now. We're normally saying we're handing over to the real Mark Lawrence for the news, but today we're saying something different. We're handing over to the missing Mark Lawrence, and we're not having any news at all. I tell you what, instead of having news, let's have two in a row about window cleaners, because window cleaning is an unsung occupation, usually. Van Morrison just started off. Cleaning windows, it's called. Listen for the reference to soda farrels. Do you know what they are? I do, and I wish I had some of them here now.
Oh, the smell of the bakery from across the street.
South Coast Radio, South Coast Radio. We're here to bring to you news and music and features too.
The latest from AC/DC, when I'm cleaning windows.
You've got it, we've got it, the great sound of today. Your place for music, South Coast Radio.
Six Soul Brothers and the Strum Devotees.
the Madison Mover. Peter Madison's record of this week.
That's the Madison Mover this week. My record of the week, you'll hear it on the breakfast program and everybody else's program as well, I expect. Dixie's Midnight Runners are joined in that instance by a London Irish band called the Emerald Express. There they are with their bowrons and fiddles and things, doing the Celtic Soul Brothers, the Peter Madison Mover, the record of the week. My goodness, about time for a commercial break, isn't it, Mum?
Hello, lovey. What are we advertising now?
Are you thinking about video? Then call and see Pat...
Minutes past 8 o'clock, and here are Quarter Flash. Quarter Flash. 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. South Coast Radio, 104 FM, for listening with both ears at a time in super stereo and 194 as well.
Stereo 104.
We have some visitors over from Blackpool in Lancashire. Not the Blackpool in Cork, I hasten to add. One of them, Gary Wilde, a superb disc jockey on the Northern Soul circuit in his younger days. Even when I was young, he was as well. He likes this record, so we're going to play it for him now from Reparata and the Del Brons. Just what I'm doing right now. Panic.
Nothing like you.
They go, fading down the middle of the hole of the record there. Most of our records have got the hole right in the centre. Some endless lumps of good black plastic for you this morning. From now until 10 o'clock on the Peter Madison Breakfast Programme on South Coast Radio, then Hugh Brown comes along with his mid-morning madness for you. Here's a new one, talking of madness, from Red Lipstick. Steak is the name of the band concerned. Drax Back is the title. And as we take him off, send him down to the bank a little bit later on, the blood bank, that is, because I think he wants to make a withdrawal. All right, wasn't that funny? Honestly, no, come on, it wasn't that funny, please. South Coast Radio, 19 past 8.
Many were the times I turned and looked behind me.
Hello, lovey. What are we advertising now?
Oh, no. Will you start, you dear? Will you? Why is it always in line of traffic? Will you start? I'm all right. Can't you see I'm broken down? She was wasted. She never bought you. Yes, I hear you.
Hey, Sterling Moss, do you realise you're holding up the entire city traffic?
No, I do this every day for the fun. Oh,
get out. Don't get smart with me, boy. What's all this then?
Oh, no, it's not fair.
Next time your car lets you down, call TM Nationwide Rent-A-Car. You've a friend at TM Nationwide.
TM Nationwide Rent-A-Car, St. Patrick's Quay, Cork. Telephone 507-411.
Peter Madison.
Okay, fingers crossed, girls. Peter thinks he's fixed it. The technical expertise of this man knows no bounds. Years of practice, of course. Late nights, slaving with a candlelight, and self-deprivation. And I think I've cracked it now. Wakey indeed. The only thing that'll wake me up this time in the morning is a bucket of water. So, team, are you ready with that big bucket of Lee water? Two of them. Marvellous. Well, have the green bucket first, I think.
Bucket of water for Mr. Madison.
Lovely.
Bucket of water for Mr. Madison.
Yes, come on, throw it all over me. Go on. Lukewarm, actually. What about the red bucket? Marvellous, lovely. Okay, right, we have the brand new record for you from AC/DC. I was only joking earlier on when George Formby played When I'm Cleaning Windows and I said it was AC/DC. I was having a little joke with you, if you know what I mean. Just a little joke. Yeah, it was only worth a little joke. But this really is the latest from AC/DC. couple of years ago from the band called Graduate. 7:32 is the time, 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. 8:32, make that. Oh, dear. We're back to school, I think. The title of the song's rather apt there. Shut up, I think I will. That's the latest from Bananarama with the Fun Boy 3. Yeah, and it's called He Was Really Saying Something. Welcome to the cavern. South Coast Radio coming to you from the caves at 25 minutes to 9 o'clock. Here's Gary's gang.